Welcome to the Lanyap episode of the Power Plug Podcast by Fidelity Bank. Truthfully, there were some technical difficulties recording this as a full episode, so we used what we could to craft a little something extra so that you could kick off your Mardi Gras season just right. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Virginia Saucy.
Hi, I'm Lisette Constantine.
Hi, I'm Nori Pritchard.
And when we're not inspiring people to glitter up their lives,
with our craft classes, parties, and sparkling supplies,
listening to the Power Plug Podcast by Fidelity Bank.
Are you a woman ready to charge up her business? You're in the right place. This is the Power Plug Podcast by Fidelity Bank, where we believe in your POWER, the potential of women entrepreneurs realized, and all women with an entrepreneurial spirit. Each episode is filled with practical advice, tools, and tips to help you build your business and keep you energized. Now, for your host, Mary Foley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Mary Foley here, and it's great to be with you again. Hey, do you love glitter and costumes and tapping into your creative self through crafts? Well, if so, you are going to love today's guest. But first, have you subscribed to the Power Plug Podcast yet? Well, here's why you want to. Because it's conversations just like the one today that can spur on new ideas for you, your business, and to keep you energized. So make sure to subscribe. And all you have to do is go to fidelitybankpower.com, click on podcasts. It's up there on the navigation bar. Choose any episode. And then you're going to see there where you can click on one of the icons to subscribe. So you click on Apple Podcasts if you have iTunes or an iPhone, and you can click on Stitcher if you have an Android phone. Super simple, easy, free. And then that way you get all of the past and future episodes right there at your fingertips. You can listen on the go and anytime you want to. So now let's get talking with today's guest. Today we're talking with Virginia Saucy, Lizette Constantine, and Nori Pritchard, co-founders of NOLA Craft Culture, a craft supply store and school and event space for the New Orleans cultural art community, for visitors, and frankly, for anyone who wants to simply have fun, especially if you like glitter. Hey, Virginia, Lizette, and Nori, welcome to the Power Plug Podcast.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks for having us.
Hey, we're going to have fun. It's great for all of you to be here today. Now, I find it really fascinating. Here's three women coming together to start a craft-focused business, and that's just really right there, already something. But for one of these gals to be a scientist, now that's totally unexpected. And Nori, you were that scientist, so I want to start with you. How did you link up with Virginia and Lizette to start NOLA Craft Culture?
Well, I'm actually originally from New Orleans. I moved away for a while to get my education. I did my bachelor's in science and my PhD up in Massachusetts, and then I worked for a while in pharmaceuticals at the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis. But then I was ready to move home, and sort of everything worked out from there. I spoke about my plans to move home with Virginia, and one thing led to another.
Oh my gosh. But you also started a blog. Is that right, about being a glitter addict?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. So when I started, this will be my eighth year glittering shoes. And when I started out, I was not in New Orleans, but I was very homesick. And so I started kind of keeping my notes online to see if I could find other people who were working on it, to share tips, to share ideas. And that turned into one day somebody wrote me and said, have you ever thought about teaching a class? And so back then I would drive home and teach a class and drive back to Memphis and pack everything up and move it around. And now we have a space, which is so much better, so much easier.
Oh my gosh. That's just amazing. And you had,
I think Nori's being pretty modest.
Oh really?
More than just a class.
Okay. So tell me more. What was really going on there?
Beautiful shoes from the start that blew everybody's mind.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't just any shoes. Like, you created these works of art with these shoes and glitter is what I'm hearing.
It was a great outlet for me, especially when research was stressful. I've always loved working on the shoes. I owe a great debt of gratitude to Lynn Copeland, who I ride with. She's the reason I work on shoes, and I still ride with her to this day.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow. Well, okay, so Virginia, I want to hear a little bit of your side of the story and becoming, you know, coming together for NOLA Craft Culture. How did you and Lizette, how did you two get together and become glitter addicts and also then link up with Nori?
Well, you know, I've known Lizette since we were teenagers, but we didn't see each other for many years until involved in a Mardi Gras crew, and we were volunteering at Jazz Fest one year doing a demonstration in the Folk Village and showing people. We were under the tent with other women in Mardi Gras and different Mardi Gras Indians. We were just hanging out with a bunch of different carnival craftspeople, and we were talking about how we were all having to go seek out our supplies all in other parts of the state because we couldn't find what we needed in New Orleans. We were realizing how much we had to share with each other. And Lizette said, God, I wish I could do this all the time. And Lizette's a psychologist, so for her to say, I really wish I owned a craft store. I said, I wrote up a business outline for this a few years ago. And she said, well, we need to work on that. And we started working on it. And she kept pushing. She kept pushing. We got to keep working on this. And it evolved.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. And so now I got to ask you, Lizette. So are you still practicing as a psychologist? Or you're like, oh, my gosh, crafting is enough psychology for anyone?
Oh, I am actually still working as a psychologist. I'm trying to juggle doing that life and owning NOLA Craft Culture. So it's a bit of a juggle, but it's great. And I'm hoping to one day be able to do less and less psychology and more of just NOLA Craft Culture.
Got it. Well, I was thinking maybe more or less clinical psychology, but psychology nonetheless when you're baking stuff out of glitter or other kind of crafts. And that makes me think about one of the things that as I was learning more about your business and talking with you a little bit beforehand is that you really do believe that crafts, doing crafts, spending time to do it is more important than ever. And why is that?
Well, I think that we've discovered through years and years of Mardi Gras and throwing lots and lots of plastic stuff off the floats that people end up throwing away, and it just seems very wasteful, and people are becoming more tuned in to climate change and just wanting to conserve more and take better care of our environment, that people are really, really getting back to like the basics and wanting to have handmade throws and make handmade throws because they're so much more meaningful when you get them than if you get pounds and pounds and pounds of, you know, plastic beads. And so it becomes a real treasure. And I think people really, really appreciate the work that goes into it, the craftsmanship that goes into it. And I love receiving them from other people, and I love making them to give to people. It's such a thrill when somebody's face just lights up when they get something that you've made.
And Nori, I was wondering, were you, with your science background, the one pushing for, hey, let's have biodegradable glitter? I understand that that's a choice you made.
Yeah, no, so there actually is a surprisingly large amount of overlap in my doctoral training and my day-to-day work. A lot of the mixing and the blending and my formulas, a lot of the stuff that we offer is blended or made in-house. That separates us a little bit from, say, if you go to a chain and you want something specific.
New Orleans culture is very different. We are the craftiest city in America, without a doubt. We dress up for just about everything all year long. And we'd like to be able to do that, and we wanted people to be able to do that locally. There's not a lot of stores locally that offered what we offer. And the craft store, we have a maker space. So our customers can buy stuff and then go hang out downstairs and share ideas and work on their products and their projects at our place. We even have a locker room.
When we were talking about this idea, because it did not exist in New Orleans, and it didn't make any sense to me why it didn't exist in New Orleans. And like when I had my notes from the business ideas that I had, and Virginia had her notes from the business idea that I had, our overlap was like 90%, you know? It's such a no-brainer to us. Like, this has to exist in the city, and we don't know why it doesn't. And if we don't hurry up, somebody else is going to do it. And so we felt like we were really catching lightning in a bottle and really had to act on it.
We were going to do events and demos and a store and a makerspace, and nor we were like, we didn't have classes. It was just, it's really just this perfect symmetry.
I feel like a lot of the products in real, like mega hits here, are things that we personally wanted, like things that we could not find anywhere, glitter colors that we could not get, like supplies that would give us the coverage we weren't getting anywhere else. We get it because we do it.
5 foot glue sticks because nobody had them locally that we could get.
So you do classes, you do that, you have this maker space that people can come in, buy some supplies, bring their project. You also do events, I understand, too. So tell me a little more about that.
We do all kinds of parties. We do birthday parties, and we've had from ages 5. So we can tailor make whatever you're looking to create with your guests, based on, you know, what your preferences are, what your age group is, team building event parties. So we just kind of work with you to put together the thing that you're looking for, the event that you're looking for. And we've had other artists come in and do some fun things during the party, like during a birthday party. We had one of our favorite drag queens with whom we work quite a bit, did a few numbers and stayed and helped out some more. And so it's just, everyone's unique. It just depends on what you're looking for, and we can kind of make it happen.
Wow. Now, do you find with adults, like if you're doing a team building, that because everyone's working on some kind of craft project, there's, you know, the communication and the camaraderie of the team really gets facilitated because you're working on one of these projects together?
They usually start a little iffy, or not everybody, but then by the end, they're like laughing and joking and talking and loving what they made and like walking around like with a headpiece, feeling all confident and like so excited that they made this really amazing thing. So, and they're all very encouraging of each other. And so I think it's been a great team building.
And that ends up being the person we see back the next day over and over
right.
Every weekend.
That's great. All right. So that's one indicator. If you say you're not crafty and you're thinking that right now and you're listening, you definitely have to try a class or bring a group with you and test that whole theory out, because you're probably way more crafty than you are giving yourself credit.
I was never crafty. I'm very creative. I'm not very crafty. I've learned so much just from watching our customers. And now I am crafty. Now I've learned how to do so many different techniques. I've gotten really good. It's amazing what you can learn and how you can adjust and how you can, what you can, you're capable of when you start working with crafts and you find your niche and what you're able to do.
Mm.
We're also learning other craft customers through our own store. And then we're finding their innovations and we're expanding our inventory based on that. So we're growing all the time.
Yeah. Now, you know, that whole thing of becoming more crafty by doing it. And, you know, it's very much the antithesis of, let's say, being on your phone all day, you know, and interacting in the digital world. Do you find that yourself or your customers really like the break from the screen?
Well, I think that the technology is the birth of the maker movement. Well, we live in such a disposable high-tech technology world that people want handcrafted goods. They want to be able to make gifts, especially with Christmas coming up. It's such a great time to come in and make people's presents. Come in and make your home decorations yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mary Foley here again. Hope you enjoyed this Lagniappe episode. Special thanks to Virginia, Lizette, and Nori for taking their love of crafting to establish a place and a space for you to experience crafting too. I encourage you to check them out at noracraftculture.com and visit them at 127 South Solomon Street in New Orleans. They will truly get you Mardi Gras ready. Cheers.
All of us have powerful people in our lives, just like the one on today's Power Plug podcast. Our Power program is unlike any other in our region. At Fidelity, we're bringing amazing women together to be part of something special. We not only have banking and financial options with women entrepreneurs in mind, we also provide opportunities for you to make valuable connections and to promote your business. At Fidelity, we're here for powerful business. When women in business succeed, we all do. To find out more, go to fidelitybankpower.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Wow, that was fast. But we hope you are feeling re-energized to power up your business and go after your dreams. Make sure you stay recharged. Subscribe to the Power Plug Podcast at fidelitybankpower.com so you can get the latest episode as soon as it comes out. Until next time, keep believing in the power of you, just like we do.